I'm sure it'll be fine. Just do it like you do it in Saint Germain. Okay? Well, ancient fossil emojis have been found in a cave in China. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know?
Give me
Wisconsin
more Arnold.
Public Radio.
Give me more Arnold.
PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulane on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Mike
the
Arnold.
Applause like?
I'm Mike, I don't know. Anyway, in this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome filmmaker and author Paul Fisher, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Why did I say that? Anyway, support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the winner of the Mr. Peabody and His Boy Sherman Award, Michael Feldman.
Oh, I got a little something in my throat. Look at that award you were talking about.
Yeah.
Peabody Award is very big in public broadcasting.
But yeah, the Mr. Peabody Award, though, is
not
very
the
different.
Mr. Peabody
it's
Award
very
so
different.
Much.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
only special people get them.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really more of a Boy Sherman Award than a Mr. Peabody Award. Sherman deserves it. So this is Michael Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, who is announcing for us since Bitsy left us unexpectedly. 2 weeks' notice. That's all I'm saying. I miss her, I expect, because you don't wear those heels like she did, I'll tell you that.
No, I forgot to wear them today.
You still look good.
You wore your flats, though, huh?
Yeah, I decided to go with flats.
Flats is good.
Yeah, sometimes that's better on a day like today.
And what is a day like today?
It's sunny outside, I guess. I don't know. Don't want to cast too long of a shadow, you know?
Well, if you're at all like me, when you wear the high heels, you keep them in your bag till you get to work, and you go to work in tennis shoes.
Yeah, I typically switch into some sneakers.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
They don't call them tennis shoes. I mean, sneakers.
Tennis shoes.
Yeah,
tennis shoes.
But high heel sneakers, that would be the ticket.
Well, that's an idea. Yeah,
a little
that's
richer,
a good
warm.
Idea. I'll
okay,
do that.
Excuse me. I just got something in my throat there. Anyway, well, welcome. We got people here from Saint Germain. A special hi, hello, and where are you from, or where the heck is that? Come to Saint Germain. We got the whole. What do you call yourselves again? The
Prime
Timers. The who?
Prime Timers.
John Priners. The Primers. Why are you showing your chest to me? God, they are a fun group. Oh, it's written on there? Whoa, it's written. Okay, it's in big letters. I can see that. Prime somethings from Saint Germain. Prime timers. And do we have Joe Pug fans? Joe Pug fans. Same group. Isn't that amazing? He skews to an older audience. Yeah. Joe Pug. Amazing. He'll be here later in the show. But first, let's get this humor out of the way. Yeah. We haven't already. Okay, it is believed that the White House computers were hacked by the Chinese because a half hour later, you feel like hacking again. Okay, don't do that. Wait a second, I got no ink in my pen. That's what she said. Okay, all right. What is this now? Oh, okay. A butterfly flaps its wings in the Amazon and Ron Paul declares for the presidency. Jeb Bush dice se convirtió al hispano por Colomba. Anyhow, in English, not of the English side of the ledger here, on the upside of the California drought, Californians don't drink the water. So, really not a problem. And Hollywood can make rain, so I don't see what the problem is, you know. Plus, when California falls into the sea, they'll have all the water they want. When the Okies throw Granny back in the rocker in the back of the pickup and head home, start to worry. Page two. Bovine growth hormone. Everyone's talking about it. Bovine growth hormone found in some mother's milk. The FDA says, know the breast, and you should be okay. The Brontosaurus is back, but longer and with fins, so that's cool. NASA says we're on the verge of finding an Earth-like planet with un-Earth-like people. Okay, all right, so they didn't say that. Caught me. Departments in the state of Wisconsin are forbidden to use the phrase climate change, but may say, if you don't like the weather, wait a day. That's the Wisconsin way of saying climate change. The breakthrough Apple Watch puts 20 panic buttons on your wrist and then measures your heartbeat. Thank you, Mike. I think we'll keep you. The NFL hires its first female official, so there'll be no need to review her calls. Pick up that flag. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being brave enough to applaud that. For the last brick in his legislative edifice, Governor President Walker. Excuse me. Wait a minute. You didn't hear what he did. This is a good one. Okays liquor samples at stores. So that every badger might know what the stuff tastes like. The fear, of course, is that at a third of a shot per sample at each store you head to could cause a rash of near-drunk driving in Wisconsin. Hillary Clinton announces her candidacy on a deleted email. They could recover those, though, I think. Turns out being overweight cuts dementia risk, so try to remember to stuff yourself. I'm going to try. Iran agrees to peaceful use of nuclear weapons. The centrifuges will be used to weave carpets, so it's just it's a very slight adjustment. You'd be surprised. Okay, I don't know. And plus, they have a supreme leader. That's kind of weird, though, you know. Because the only supreme leader I recognize is Diana Ross. You're very good. If we could duplicate you and put you in the audience, not up here Sorry. So much, but no. I like it's amazing getting a response from someone. Okay. No, go ahead. Just sneeze off the mic. Where was I? Oh, yes, the organic molecules discovered in a different star system are twice as expensive as processed molecules. And how do you know they're really organic? You know what I'm saying? Molecules. Oh, and President Governor Walker is off on a field trip to three pretty cool countries in Europe, Spain, France, and Germany. So, he spent the past 6 weeks having to bone up on how to say, have to punt on that one in three different languages. Wait a minute. I got him. Tengo que despejar que uno. Ich muss das Mann auf Punt. Je ai de beauté de gagement sur celui-là. Have to punt on that one. He doesn't do it any better, trust me on that. And now, with the first of our five reasons for doing anything, our very own Mike Arnold here is here with these five reasons for your benefit.
Yes, five reasons you should buy the Apple Watch. Have you heard about the Apple Watch?
Yes.
Applaud if you've heard about the
Hasn't reached St. Germain yet.
Because apparently these are five reasons you should buy one. The number one is you own Apple stock. That's a good reason to buy an Apple Watch.
Just read it, Mike.
Okay. Sorry. Number two, the suicide scar on your wrist. It's a good way to cover that up, I guess.
Don't explain them. No. If they don't work, just let them drop.
I'm sorry. Just let them drop.
You'll get used to that feeling.
Okay. Just let them drop. Okay. You never wear a watch.
Start again. Will you? Five reasons and then one.
Five reasons. Back. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not doing my job.
No,
well. You own Apple stock. The suicide scar on your wrist.
You can say one, two. And
I'm sorry. Three. You never wear a watch, but this is different. Number four, muggers won't take it. And number five, the available Rolex app.
There you have it. Five reasons to buy the Apple Watch. Thank you, Mike Arnold. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. All you got to say is one, two, three.